to sacrifice my scavenging run today, so no food from the dumpsters for me today, because I've got such limited access to the Wi-Fi. But I'm uploading now something with the link in it. There's a UN resolution which seems like it's going to be passed, which is so worded that anything, almost anything you do that talks about the Holocaust in a way that does not 100% validate and promote and reinforce the official Holocaust narrative will be made a crime worldwide. That's what the UN is doing. Surprise, surprise. I'm just being shocked, really stunned that there actually was never a Holocaust denial law in Australia, at least. I'm checking for Germany. But one of the key, really obvious, noteworthy... So I'm doing everything rushed now. I can't even work out titles for my things. And I've got to do stuff at the same time as I'm doing something else. What was I saying? Ah, shit. Yeah, there's no actual Holocaust denial laws in Australia. Why did no one ever tell me this? Obviously, but the thing with the UN resolution is that, and what they always do, that's why you can't get them to... Now I said the UN resolution says nearly 6 million, I just noticed. Yeah? The UN resolution declares that anybody involved in rebutting the premises of the official Holocaust narrative is anti-Semitic. That's what they're declaring in the United Nations resolution. Just like they declare pandemics from nothing, they're telling you, they're declaring... A judge has decided, the United Nations has decided, Israel and Germany have decided that in future, anybody who questions the official Holocaust narrative is by definition anti-Semitic. I mean, it's just totally absurd and fatuous, but you should be aware of this because I wasn't unaware of this. This is something sneaking up. I don't know how old that document is. I don't have the resources to be online. It says UN General Assembly adopts Resolution Holocaust Denial is dated 20th of the 1st, 2022. So it's already 2 years old. This was on January 2022. The General Assembly of the UN in New York adopted by consensus a new resolution which calls on states. So people complain about my typographical errors. This is a permanent mission of the Federal Republic of Germany to the United Nations. And they can't even get their stuff proofread, in the actual title, not just some word in the body, but the title, which calls non-state actors to take active measures against Holocaust denial. Yeah, calls and states. So they can't even get their spelling correct, let alone their science. But I'm just reading through it, and you have to read through it. I can't give you a copy because I can't load it anywhere. Use the link. But it's actually saying that it's going to be a crime to call into question the science, the possibility of it happening, the actual technical possibility of gas chambers and what they claim, yeah? That's going to be a crime too. See, call into question like the Leuchter Report. So you can't be scientific at all. The United Nations has declared people are not, it's a crime to be scientific. It's a crime to question authority. It's a crime to question any official narrative, yeah? So in the future, it's going to be a crime, of course, to question the declaration of a pandemic. And it's going to be a crime to question the existence of viruses. We're totally fucked. I mean, I'm totally fucked anyway. I had nothing to look forward to anyway. And I haven't left any children behind to suffer. And I was quite aware the world was well beyond redemption. Anything I was going to be able to do a long time ago. But yeah, just a heads up. This was 2 years ago. I don't know if it got passed or whatever, but I don't have the resources to do these things properly, but they weasel word everything to cover every possible circumstance that suits them. Yeah, they can interpret anything any way they like that suits them so they can get a conviction. Just like a prosecuting attorney does everything they can to get someone convicted, the legal system now exists to convict you of Holocaust denial. Doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter what your motives, you know. Yeah. The irony is, of course, there are a million ways to be really anti-Semitic. If the people are anti-Semitic out there, they'll find millions of ways to be anti-Semitic. you know. But the people who aren't anti-Semitic, who are just trying to clear things up, behave scientifically and reasonably, try to get informed consent and representative democracy back in fashion, those people are going to be accused of anti-Semitism. People who do nothing at all to harm anyone who identifies as Jewish, at the very worst they could claim is that I'll deprive them of $1.5 billion a year from the German government, you know. But Hank, you know, if they want to pay that to people for the labor camp experience, fair enough, they can do that. I'm not going to question that. I'm not going to go to Germany and pay taxes there anyway. But if German people want to pay reparations for what happened in the labor camps, then the American government should do the same thing for the Japanese that were interred in their labor camps in America. That's fine. Give them $1.4 billion a year for that. That's something that really happened and that was monstrous. Yeah. But it was definitely not anywhere near as monstrous as anyone's making out, yeah, in the media. And I would stand by the official Red Cross, International Red Cross movies, International Red Cross reports. They are the best document we have. You know, they did this on, they say, the 80th anniversary of the Wannsee Conference. Wasn't that totally debunked? That there's absolutely no evidence that anything happened at Wannsee that would have legalized murder of Jews in Germany? But it doesn't stop them from, you know, memorializing. I thought they got debunked. Yeah, I was talking to a historian, a British historian in Germany about that. And he still believed that there was the Wannsee Conference and the Nazi documents and stuff. But they proved that the documents, that somebody, some idiot did a really bad job of the documents that they falsified. And then they proved they were fake. Now, but they're still doing this the 20th. It doesn't stop. The truth never got in the way of the official narrative. Anyway, okay. Ciao for now.